in a split decision defeat last month. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now, Bern Gorman and founder member of Madness, Suggs, star as two rock musicians in Midlife Meltdown, Deep Down and Dirty Rock and Roll by Mark Davis Markham.
We were a middling rock band, had a couple of hits. Decent fan base, sold out at universities, even had groupies. Not that I was, too full of angst. That's where the lyrics came from. By the time we got to our fourth album, it hit the bargain bins. We were heading back to the Dole before you could say UB40. So, me old mate Ed and me hatched a plan. We looked at Nick Drake, Richie Manick, Kurt Cobain, turned to each other and said, "Who wants to be the mythical dead one?" Drew straws. I got to choose. Ed said, just like Johnny Thunders, he was born to lose. So I disappeared into the sea on that wild Mexican tour. Hung out in LA for a while, Seattle. Couldn't go back to London. Needed a place where I could blend in. So I found myself washed up on a slow train to Guildford. Zach Smith, rock star no more. Carl Johnson, financial advisor, at your service. Lost Youth went mega. And when I saw Tanya in the crime section of Waterstones, thumbing her way through a James Lee Burke, I saw no crime in falling in love. Now did I? Hello? Hello? Don't hang up, I need to know...
Do you know who I am? The boy inside the man. Do you see my fears? You never, never see my tears. Who am I in this place? A blank facade, no expression, no face. He left years ago, no trace. Persons gave up the case.
Hello, how can we help?
I want to book an appointment, please.
Will that be with you and your husband?
No, just me.
Right, and your name is?
Now, I'm either being extremely paranoid or I have a stalker. The put-downs are increasing. Number blocked. Is it somebody who actually knows who I am? If so, what do they want? After all this time, why now? Is it because Lost Youth are reforming? Comeback album, potential mega gig, is it blackmail? Out me to Q or Mojo? No, I'm definitely not paranoid. But the calls are making Tanya suspicious. What happens if she cottons onto the fact that I am so not the man she thought she'd married? Our daughter, on the other hand, is thankfully lost in music.
Who am I in this place? A blank facade, no expression, no face. He left years ago, no trace.
Sophie, but you meant to be in Latin.
All right, Miss Brooks, I was
First time I saw Lost Youth, they played Do You Know Who I Am twice. Just starting out, Dublin Castle, Camden Town, early 90s. So, who's musical in your family?
All right, miss.
Ollie, you miss choir practice.
Clashed with football, Miss Brooks.
It had better not clash with the concert for sanity that we're doing.
Want to come back to ours after school, Soph?
What for?
Listen to some music, watch telly, play Jenga.
Yeah, right. Do you like Mrs. Tattoo?
What, some goth band she was into when she was young and getting some?
What?
You have played Jenga before, haven't you?
Have you seen this week's NME?
What, with a picture of you on the front page?
You knew, Ed. Why didn't you tell me?
Calm down, Calamity Carl. It's all good PR.
What would he look like now? Photo fit pictures. Is he fat, bald and middle-aged?
Listen up, Muppet. The record label's just been on. They want to rush release the same day Cow album, then a month later release it again with a limited edition EP. Four new songs written from the lyrics just found stuffed in your old Gawler footy boots bag.
More lyrics? I've only just finished these.
Well, you'd best sharpen your pencil then and come on over to my place.
But me mum's coming for dinner tonight and Tanya said not to work late and... Ed? Ed?
Glass of red, Doreen.
Oh, Rioja. Lovely.
Thanks, Tanya. Cheers, sweetheart.
Goes with the paella.
Mmm.
Smells delish. Just hope it doesn't dry up by the time Carl gets home from work. Now Sophie's late and all.
Well, she's gone to her friend's to do some homework, apparently.
Carl's in town working?
Meeting a client, supposedly.
What? Advising him how not to spend his money?
I have absolutely no idea. All I know is that he's out way more than ever these past few months.
Mm. Buying gold's the way to go.
Hates talking about work, where he's been or who with.
How can you tell if it's real, though? Hallmarked, I expect.
Often have you heard that told.
Sorry?
Many a man his life hath sold. How did it go?
You've lost me, love.
Merchant of Venice did it for O-level. Something to behold. Gilded tombs do worms enfold. There's a woman in work going through something with her husband. Well, they met when she was quite young and into music. Then they had a kid. I mean, a couple. Real life took over. Now she's worried because he doesn't look at her like he used to. And he might go and find a young, hot one, passionate about who's hip, because that's how men cling on to their younger selves, isn't it? And through music, pretending they're still a teenager, clinging on to their lost youth.
Eddie Gold, golden boy of rock and roll, wrong side of 40, still living the dream. Any minute now, he'll pick a random object up like I haven't seen it 1,000 times before, repeat the same story from the last time I was here. Yesterday.
Here, see this fag packet?
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards left this here, and I haven't had the heart to throw it out. The Keith was here, and we jammed all night playing the blues. Can you believe that? Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson.
Whilst I was at home in Guildford, watching The Apprentice with Tanya, Sophie and me mother, who has a thing about Lord Sugar, which is just plain wrong.
Broke as I am right now, I would not, I swear, would not put this priceless article on eBay.
Yeah, do you still blow all your money?
Yes, on noble causes that will one day get me an MBE.
Yeah, mate, right on.
Yeah, but when the comeback album is released, Same Day Cow... Killer title, by the way. Well done, mate. Respect.
Oh, yeah, it's from a documentary about... When... Yeah,
whatever.
Have we got a release date yet?
Nah, get this. You're going to love it.
Well, as much as the NME article, which I so did not love.
They are releasing Same Day Cow, same day as the official marking of your death.
But Zach's not dead. He's just missing.
Yes, but he never had a proper funeral.
Because his body was never found. I cannot die. It's tempting fate.
Zach... It's just something to hang the album on before we play the reunion gig at the O2.
The O2?
Oh, yes, indeed. Have you been?
Yeah, I took Sophie to see Gorillaz there. It was awesome.
I went backstage. Had a right old laugh with Bobby Womack, Mick and Paul from The Clash, Damon Albarn.
Oh.
Yeah, remember when his old band Seymour supported us?
I can't believe that we are playing the O2.
You're not, mate. Lost Youth are. You'll be at home. Care to join me for a tipple?
By Lost Youth. They were big in the 90s.
But don't you know any Rihanna, sweetheart, or Adele?
Guildford Town, I can connect nothing with nothing.
Ed, please don't call me. I'm almost home. Getting back into character, and it really throws me off course.
I've written a tune. I want to play it to you later. When you're back in the office, see if you can come up with some lyrics.
I'm sure Tanya tries to listen through the keyhole.
It's all in your head, mate.
She looks at me lately like she's trying to figure something out. It's getting harder each year to keep the lies going.
We have no choice.
I feel like I've built my own tomb.
As long as the worms leave you alone.
Well, the worms are getting closer, Ed. I thought I saw Tanya at Waterloo the other day. You blinked and she disappeared into the crowd. You think she was following me? Look, let's just meet tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, where has that man got to?
Did you enjoy your supper, Sophie?
It was lovely, Mum.
You left loads of it.
Here. There's that boy hanging about outside.
Perhaps he thinks you're one of those window stalkers.
Oh, here he is. The wanderer returns. A face on him like a wet weekend. Oh, now, that boy is obviously up to no good.
Why? What's he done?
He's run away as soon as he set eyes on Carl.
Did they say anything to each other?
How come he's so late again?
What did you say to that boy to make him scuttle off like that?
What would happen if I just said the words, I am Zach Smith, founder of Lost Youth, doomed romantic poet of existential angst and four-chord mayhem, albeit melodic. Do it, Carl. Do it for Zach.
Are you listening to me, Carl?
Sorry?
Black pepper, Tabasco, kicking the nuts?
Yes, please.
What's the point? You go out early, come home late, and when you're here, you may as well be out. Any minute now, your phone will ping and off you'll go and disappear for an hour. Strum your guitar. Do you want this paella or what?
Yeah, that would be delightful.
Sarky sod.
Let me see deep inside of me. The real me. The only me. The liar inside the shell. He set me free.
Why are you playing that song, honey?
Well, she's accompanying the boys' choir.
Yeah, but why that particular song, though?
It's for Zach Smith Day.
For what day?
Glass of Rioja, son. It's a special concert with the boys' choir to mark the official death of Zach Smith from Lost Youth. Remember them?
Vaguely.
Never heard of them, but I know the feeling.
I think I saw them once.
Miss will be impressed. She's got a tattoo on her arm of the date Zach went missing. They never found his body, you know.
What must that be like for his family?
Nobody knows. His mum refused to talk to the press and then she disappeared just like her son.
That's an honour, appearing with the choir, honey.
Miss wants to know if musical talent runs in the family.
Well, I can't carry a note in a bucket.
I wanted to be a pianist. Did the grades, but chose a grown-up job in HR instead, as we know.
I never knew you could play the piano.
Lots of things you don't know about me, I'm sure.
Well, it's what you need in a marriage. Keeps it alive. A bit of mystery.
Well, I wonder what else is in the family genes I have no idea about.
Oh, boy. I see Rutger Hauer at the end of Blade Runner.
I've been researching my family tree online.
Time to die.
I've completed Mum's side. So, Dad, Gran, you're next. Do you know who I am? The boy inside.
A lovely tune, son.
Well, it's on the same day Cow album.
You know, I feel a bit uneasy about this funeral for Zach Smith.
You feel uneasy? Try being me, Mother. Try being
a tempting fate is what it is. And Sophie doing her family tree. And what next?
A stalker.
Oh, God, is that who was outside tonight?
That is only the half of it.
When you relocated me from my lovely home in Margate, I had no idea that it was forever.
I know.
And you can tell me to mind my own, but it's like walking on eggshells around you and Tanya. What's going on?
You're as bad as your gran.
For what?
Always looking out of the window.
I'm not.
Are you looking at your gorgeous reflection?
It's not gorgeous.
It blooming is, and who says it's not?
Yeah,
Would you like me to brush your hair?
Oh, it doesn't need brushing.
Oh, go on, let me, like I did when you were a little girl.
As long as you promise to yank my head off.
I never thought I was much of a looker.
So what changed?
Meeting your dad when I did.
Why did that change how you saw yourself?
Well, being with him made me look in the mirror and see something, if not exactly beautiful, then maybe a little bit pretty.
When I look in the mirror, I see bits of you.
Well, people say you have my eyes.
And which bits do people say I've got of my dad's?
Ears.
I don't look anything like him, do I, Mum?
Oh, everybody says that at your age.
Like who?
You said before you married that girl that you were going to tell her.
I was, though, Mum.
The truth.
Yes, but you know what happened.
I know, love. She fell pregnant.
Not now, Mum. I've got the Lost Youth reunion gig and the timing of the funeral to coincide with the release of the new album, which I need to write more lyrics for. Not to mention the enemy on the case and sorting the stalker, Sophie's concert for her dad's
look,
funeral.
Just calm down, love. You'll make yourself ill. Oh, my days, look at you. Mr. Worried of Worplestone.
What happens when the genie pops out of the genealogy bottle?
What happens if you come clean before you give yourself a heart attack? Oh, because if you do, you won't be able to go to your funeral, will you? No. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Another day on planet Earth. Record shop, cafe, read the paper, watch the news, write a song, get no credit for it. Royalty check, reality check. If Tanya loves me, she'll understand why I did what I did, won't she? Shazam, get me old life back. Take Sophie out of school. Lost Youth World Tour. But what if Tanya and Sophie can't accept it?
Well, Carl, he's lovely and a bit different, I suppose. No, he's got no idea I'm here. I wouldn't have considered... Well, that's not true. I did consider asking him along, but... I just think he's got something going on and I can't put my finger on what it is exactly. He gets calls and suddenly has to go into the garden or into his office upstairs. And lately, he's been locking it up and... Oh, yeah, he deletes texts as soon as he gets them. I know it's wrong, but I tried to check his emails the other day and he's changed his password. There's put-downs on the phone and he's jumpy, moody... Not like the man I fell in love with. Silly, but if he's got something going on, then I want to know. Because all the signs are there, right?
Another text.
It's nothing.
It's about the 10th one in 10 minutes, and you don't seem to have read any of them. All I see you do is delete.
I can't smell cooking, Gran.
Can you smell pizza delivery?
Really?
Hmm? It's not often I get you all to myself, is it?
What was Dad like when he was younger?
Daft.
I don't think I know him very well.
My memory's not great, love. Shall we see what's on the box?
I was thinking of seeing where he works in London.
Well, you've got school, though.
I could go after.
Where's that pizza boy? I ordered it ages ago.
I'd like to meet the other financial guys he works with.
You'll be bored out of your brains.
You didn't buy a big pizza, did you, Gran?
Well, big enough so you wouldn't call me stingy, though.
Only I'm not that hungry.
Well, you will be when it arrives. At this rate, you'll be starving. I know I will be.
Do you think I'm fat?
What? Are you having a laugh?
Oh, I'll get it. Do you tip them? Dad does, or he says he does.
Know who I am.
Breathe that eucalyptus.
Nobody could ever lock us in from the outside, could they?
Clears all your passages. Here, a mate of mine told me the other day his ears were blocked. So his missus, who's a bit organic, goes and buys him some of them Indian ear candles. Mm-hmm. Draws the wax out, apparently. I says to him, mate... Don't tell you're constipated.
What do you think of the new lyrics?
Blinding. We leak them on the net ahead of the album release, whet the fans' appetite, make like they were stolen.
I've done enough, Ed. And I've got my own funeral coming up, and it's all so wrong.
how a man of your age can still write and think like a stressed-out, angsty teenager.
I'm still 17, trapped inside a 39-year-old's body, dreaming of having an exciting, colourful life away from Guildford. It's
beautiful. You can stand in the high street and see hills. It's a hidden gem of a town. Sophie loves it, and so do I. Carl says he hates it, but deep down he loves it. When he gets a text and goes jumpy, I worry about how that affects Sophie. He starts, I start. Nobody likes atmospheres, do they? Perhaps that's why Carl spends more time in London. Escape from me. Let's say he wasn't having an affair. I know bald and chubby doesn't do it for all the girls. But he can be funny. Oh, don't go there. What do you think he's up to?
Mate, I've thought about... I've wrestled with it, and it's the only thing that can possibly happen.
A hair transplant? No.
I can't go on living like this.
Behave. Women love a big, pink, shiny head.
Well, I'm living a lie. And I think Tanya's onto me.
Captain Paranoia, set the controls for the Heart of the Sunset.
We'll set the controls for this. I want to be back in the band.
If he thinks I'm boring, maybe it's because I'm bored. You're right, it's not all down to me. Is it too much to expect the man you marry to become exciting and knock your socks off now and again? I don't mean in a kinky sort of way, you know, well, I'm not against the idea of going a little bit way out, as long as it doesn't get too weird or wacky. I'm talking a sexy black Basque from Autograph, not the Marquis de Sade.
Every time I open Uncut or Word magazine, I'm hit with another bunch of has-beens doing a reunion gig. I love the 80s, God help us. Who wants to see a reincarnation of the Thompson Twins or Blancmange? But picture our reunion gig. Everyone thinks I'm dead. And I come back like Lazarus.
What? Lazarus was dead for 4 days, not 15 years.
I did not die.
No, you tool, but Zack Smith did.
Oh, you just want all the glory.
Mate, have you any idea how hard it is to live the dream?
I'll do a fitness programme. I'll fight the flab.
It's a full-time job looking wasted. And let me tell you this. You are not coming back from the grave. End of.
How about we hire someone like Max Clifford to handle the story?
He might be thinking he needs a bit of a lift in his life. The younger woman cliche. Hit 40, hit a retro disco, hit on some 20-something in a skirt-like belt, dancing to Shawaddy Waddy. Next thing you know, he's head over heels and rediscovering his lost youth.
Lost youth is my life. Why shouldn't I come back to me old band?
Because we built our rep on being a band of integrity and credibility. The fans would think we're a bunch of fakers.
We do a PR story about me losing my mind in Mexico on mescaline or the Moonies or something. And I'd say I was kidnapped.
We made a pact. You had a choice to be the mythical dead one.
I know, but it's one thing to make a commitment to somebody and another to live with it for the rest of your life. I miss the old days. Oh, come on, Ed. Think of the fun we used to have when we were kids just starting out.
Yeah. Remember that time I took you up to the Playboy Mansion?
Maybe Carl thinks he's missed out, didn't see enough or do enough. Maybe by hooking up with a younger woman with a bit of get up and go and... What about the history you build up after all the years together? Where do the memories go if you don't end up too lally?
Oh, I can't wait to see the rest of the band. Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
Mate, we haven't all been in the same room these past 14 years.
What about making the new record?
Separate studios.
Photographs for magazines?
Photoshopped. Mickey lives in Switzerland. Joey in the Isle of Man. Peter has his own private suite in the Priory.
I was thinking the show could be really theatrical. Remember when we saw Alice Cooper and he climbed out of a coffin, yeah? It's all gone so tame with the
model. The old Bill would pounce on you for wasting their time.
They stopped looking for me years ago.
Promoters might sue us for fraud.
How?
Saying we earn money under false pretenses. Used your image to heighten our credo.
Credo, that a Welsh word?
Carl, wake up and smell the eucalyptus. We cannot go back. It ain't gonna happen. Somebody's coming. Wrap that towel around your baldy bonce and have less to say.
Do I think the younger woman thing is projection? I'll get back to you on that one. Right, time for action. Thanks for listening. It's been liberating. Freed me up to take positive action. Are you married?
After seeing the stalker again the other day, I found myself sobbing in Sainsbury's. All because the security guard stopped to check my bag after a self-serve.
Have a word with yourself, mate. Sobbing ain't sexy.
I know, I have to put Tonya straight before she unlocks the secrets to...
It's you that needs locking up. You've no idea what's riding on this reformation gig for me. No idea at all.
Why don't you understand what I'm going through? The way I did when you cashed in my life insurance policy.
Nah, there was a jolly good reason for that and you know it.
Do I?
What was the problem, too? You know, you shouldn't paint over cracks or crevices. Or the grooves inside a little blooming screw that just won't give.
Oh. Could you get a move on, please?
Something tells me this room is locked for a reason.
I want a tight timeline.
How many handymen did you go through to get to me? Here, don't answer that.
I have to do this quickly.
I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into here.
At last.
Yeah. I recognise that guitar.
You do?
Yeah. Now, who played it? Oh, picture the geezer on top of the flops. Skinny, straggly hair covering his bony face. Always wore big, massive sunglasses. What was the band? Give me some names.
In Spiral Carpets. Yeah. Half Man, Half Biscuit. Wedding Present.
I've got it.
Go on.
Is Ed right? Or should I go home and just tell Tanya once and for all, tonight, before my cover is blown?
Oi, mate!
Leave me alone.
Is it you?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone, Lee.
Of course it is.
Do you know who I am? Why did I say that?
The fat geezer on a Mackey D advert, isn't it? Hey.
What?
Filling his face with fries and shake.
Yeah, well, that's where you're wrong, mate.
Is it?
Why not say he's Ryan? Throw him off the scent.
How's about an autograph, you whopper?
How's about a weekend fat camp?
Double whopper.
Sophie, why are you avoiding me?
No.
I can't concentrate on anything.
Shouldn't you be standing on the back row with your big head popping up like a coconut?
Come round after choir finishes, please.
Dad.
Okay, I'm going.
He wasn't hassling me, you know.
Great. Shall we go and see what's for tea?
I've been wondering if I could come up to see your office in London after school sometime.
Great idea.
Really? When?
Soon. What was that boy asking you?
Dad, are you and Mum okay?
Of course we are. Why are you
That
ask?
Boy before.
Yeah.
Just... Huh? Was just lost. He was looking for somebody.
Who?
An aunt? I don't know. Are you sure you guys are okay?
Oh. Tanya!
Dad, what's up?
Where's your mum? Tanya!
I'm coming. Your dinner's going cold.
What's the panic?
How come the paint's all chipped?
I saw drips coming from the office ceiling going into the kitchen.
What, a leak?
Yeah, a dodgy radiator.
Why didn't you wait till I came home?
It needed sorting. I phoned a handyman and he took the door off. I don't have a key.
Do you always lock it?
No,
you have been lately, Dad.
I haven't.
You have, Carl.
That's ridiculous. Why do you do this, Tanya? What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? Me?
Yeah, what? Go on, I'm waiting.
Who do you think you're talking to with your I'm waiting?
Gran, can I come and stay at yours, please?
Of course you can, darling, if it's all right with
you. You don't need to do that, Sophie.
I do.
Sophie!
What, Mum? This needs sorting, not the door.
It's okay, hon.
It's not, Dad. Be honest. It's a mess.
I love your mum. Look, here. Give us a hug, Tanya.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, that's going to happen.
Sophie!
She'll be fine with me. But you two? Well, it's not for me to say.
Quiet without her.
Sophie.
I was going to say me mum, but... Yeah, of course.
You know, there was no leaky radiator.
There wasn't?
I had to find out.
About me?
I tried to follow you the other week.
How far did you get?
Waterloo.
Really?
Then when you took the Northern Line, my heart sank. I called in sick and took myself off to the Tate Modern instead. Sat in the cafe and had a little cry.
What stopped you following me?
Oh, it's one thing to imagine your husband with somebody younger and more attractive, but...
That is so not happening, Tanya.
If you are, just be truthful. Is it a fling? Are you infatuated? Is she nice? Does she know about me and Sophie?
Tanya, you've got it all wrong.
Have I? Have I really? Am I projecting?
Oh.
Here we go again.
It's a workmate. Hello?
Here, Cole. Don't hang up. It's proper serious. I'm in A&E.
Look, I'm sorry. My mate's ringing from hospital. It sounds like he's in a bad way.
Oh, do what the hell you like.
What happened?
I walked into the wrong end of a knuckle duster.
What?
I'm all right. A couple of broken ribs. But listen, if you blow your cover, I will kill myself.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic.
Listen, what you have to understand is this.
You're back on the jazz ciggies.
I'm in big with some major league players. Look, if you ruin Lost Youth's potential financial career boost, I'm done for. The geezers I owe...
Are you gambling again?
There's no again if you're a gambler. They'll kill me if I don't cough up. So I figure, after all these years being in your shadow...
Living the life of Riley...
You being the romantic, suicidal, lost poet of lost youth, I'll usurp you. You'll look like a charlatan, and I'll have a legacy that outshines you forever on YouTube.
Oh, grow up.
I will if you will.
I am no way having an affair.
So have you become a fence for stolen pop memorabilia then?
Really?
The handyman recognised the guitar. It belonged to Zach Smith. I thought, that's weird. He's the bloke Sophie's been talking about who went missing all those years ago.
I know.
So what are you doing with his guitar locked up in your office?
I couldn't part with it.
And what else do you have of his, I wonder? Carl, when I saw that, I wondered, who the hell am I living with? Who keeps something presumably quite valuable like that hidden away and has never told me about it? What else is hidden?
Me. The real me.
Tell her. Tell her.
I'm Zach.
It is a midlife crisis, isn't it? You found somebody else. Please don't tell me you used the words, my wife doesn't know the real me.
You don't know. I'm Zach Smith. I'm Zach Smith.
What did you say?
I'm Zach Smith.
You've got more chances of being Zac Efron, mate.
Then she looks at me like a light bulb's gone off somewhere deep inside her head. She goes into Sophie's room and comes back in with the NME. Looks at me now, and in the photo-fic picture, one of us loses it. There's a gold disc in that case and a posthumous award from Uncut magazine. We had 4 number one hits after I died. And that suitcase is full of interviews, photographs, my legacy.
I'm packing a bag.
Don't go. Talk to me, please.
How do you expect me to do that?
You and Sophie are my world.
Oh, God.
Everything's been closing in on me.
How am I making sense of this? Hello? I'm not.
There's a fan stalking me.
This is paranoia. Not listening.
You've been really weird with me and...
I'm the weird one now.
And Sophie, the concert, the family tree...
She's been asking why she doesn't have any of your features. Does Doreen... Of course she does. She...
knows everything. Accepts everything.
Here in this lonely place, locked inside my tired old head, searching for a voice in space to tell you the truth about myself instead. Not in love, but so alone, not sure who I am, kind of human, or maybe clone, but I have to be true for you, Blue. Go on and set things straight. Be honest about my life before we get to heaven's gate here in this lonely place.
Oh, Sophie. Did you honestly write that?
It's no good.
Oh, my darling. Oh, you're such a special girl in so many ways. You've got no idea. Talented, and you've got so much to look forward to in life. Oh, you're going to do so well.
Am I?
When did you start back up?
Who said I ever stopped?
I knew I could smell it, but you denied it. And...
I've been going to marriage guidance.
Without me?
Apparently so. Of course, without you.
You never said.
I went because, if I'm really honest, I've been working up to leaving you.
What?
And after tonight, you've made it so much easier.
Damned if I do, damned if I...
You're free to go back to whoever you were before you met me.
But I don't want that.
If this life here is so boring and staid, and you think you've got a better one out there, then go for it, mate.
You're in shock. And it's more complicated than that.
And if you don't want a boring wife either...
You're not.
And if living in Guildford is such hell, try living in Staines.
What's wrong with Staines?
No idea, but then I don't see what's wrong with being here. Because there's nothing wrong with it. It's you that's all messed up, that's the problem. And you'd be like that wherever you lived. So the sooner you move and go where you're going, the better, whoever you say you are.
I'm not going anywhere.
How am I supposed to make sense of my life, Carl? Zach? Ringo?
We can work through this.
How? You're not who you're meant to be.
I'm still me.
And who is that? It's one thing telling me this, but how do we explain everything to Sophie?
You know, when I was not much older than you are, Soph...
You were run over?
Yeah, that's right, sweetheart.
Which is why you're always telling me off for wearing my iPod in the street.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky to be here. And at one point, my mum told me that my dad... wasn't the man who brought me up as my dad, if you see what I mean.
She was worried you'd discover it when you got better.
Well, to be honest, if.
Oh, Gran.
Well, yeah, I'm all right, aren't I?
I know, but go on.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't a shock. See, I knew deep down, so it just made sense to know the truth, to know where I came from, who I was. And, well, it helped me become the old bag I turned out to be.
You know, Guildford's got the highest divorce rate in Europe.
I thought we were going to leave.
Hello? Again.
Lost youth are heading for the O2.
Oh, and you're going to rejoin them? And how am I expected to begin to get my head around this?
I know.
How am I meant to make this sudden leap?
Nobody's life's falling apart, is it?
No, no, this is all perfectly normal, being married to somebody else for the past 14 years. Let's catch up with Corrie, shall we?
It's Ed. Even back at school, he had an addictive personality. He used to bring his mum's perno in a Tupperware beaker to have at break time. Always in debt, on the edge. He got into some bother. 7 years ago, he cashed in a life insurance policy on me.
On you? Where was my cut?
Well, it was to bribe our new accountant after the old one died. New offshore accounts had to be set up to make sure any royalties payable to me looked like proper earnings from...
Your very convincing cover all these years as a financial advisor.
I read the FT.
Never has an abbreviation been more appropriate.
I was invited to visit his house.
Did your stepdad know?
Well, see, the thing is, he was an old mate of Ted's, my biological father. It sounds clinical, but...
I get it.
My mum was desperate to have a child and apparently it just wasn't happening. So her husband turned a blind eye. And Ted was a bit of a lad, so too much information.
No, it's incredible.
Glad you didn't say cool, love. So Dad dropped me off at the bottom of Ted's Road.
How old were you?
Oh, about your age.
And what happened?
Ted was a lovely man.
But...
his kids, well, they couldn't or they wouldn't.
Except
you know.
You?
No, exactly. But that, yeah, that's about right.
Were they jealous?
I don't know. But what I do know is that I made a choice to walk away and get on with my life.
Oh, Gran, that's so brave.
Hey, come on, there's no need for that.
I need to tell you something.
What is it, love?
For the past few weeks, I really have had a stalker outside our house.
Stalker?
Yes. And I've had enough. He's out there now. What if he'd blown my cover? How would you have felt about that? At least I've been honest. OK. You hang around outside my house all hours.
Come on, only a boy.
I've had it being stalked.
You're frightening him.
What do you want from me?
Nothing.
Oh, really? Then why lurk by the privets?
I want to see Sophie.
Sophie?
She's not here right now.
No, Sophie. How does he?
Will you tell her Ollie was here?
Ollie? Ollie who?
Ollie, who's not your stalker, obviously.
Why did she say she didn't know him?
I just wanted to see if she'd learnt all her songs for the Zach Smith concert. I'm in the choir and I...
Fancy a cup of tea, Gran?
No, I'll do it when I've spoken to your mum and dad.
Chamomile?
Oh, go on then. Maybe they've gone out.
It might be Sophie.
She only ever texts.
It might be me mum.
I'm done with put-downs.
I must have gone to the pub.
You think?
You know, everything will work itself out.
I'm glad they weren't there.
Yeah?
I'm not being funny, but...
You want to do things your own way.
Well, not exactly, just...
Look, I won't say anything unless you change your mind. You're lucky you've got great parents who love the bones of you.
Ollie, will you please stop hassling me? I'm at my gran's.
I don't think I can stay with you, Carl.
What if I'd have said this back then?
I can't be with somebody who I don't know.
I didn't know you were going to marriage guidance or you were musical or still smoked.
How did you keep this in for so long?
I didn't want to risk losing either of you.
I'll sleep in Sophie's bed.
No, you don't need to. I'll go in the spare room.
I need to think about what I'm going to tell her.
Okay. But can we... go to the choir concert tomorrow together.
You're welcome to some of this porridge, but thought you were more likely to go for a croissant.
Have you been out to the shops?
Yeah, first thing. Coffee?
R.E.M. You haven't played this for years.
Yeah, we bought it the first time we went to New York together.
I know, Carl.
Remember that brilliant indie record shop we used to go to in St. Mark's Place?
Please don't get all sentimental. This is a proper mess. And
have I got two heads?
Well, you may as well have.
What's not to like about living here, Plonker?
What have you got in that carrier tosser?
Do you know, I walked through Guildford Town on the way to these beatific Pewley Downs. I saw so many celebrities, no wonder nobody gave me a second look.
Is it what it looks like?
I swear, I saw Clapton having a natter to the geezer who runs Guildfest.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, look at these hills. What I'd give to swap places.
Why have you got it?
I tell you, the vibe here is like West Hollywood.
You trying to scare me?
Why would I want to do that? You spend your whole life scaring yourself.
Not anymore.
You know your trouble. You're afraid of living.
Oh, and you're immortal.
Let's see exactly what I am, shall we?
Hey, put that away, you knob.
What?
If it goes off, we'll have the
old... Nobody around, so we'll have what?
Look over there.
Ginger with a cocker. She's miles off.
She's heading this way.
When I said I'd top myself...
I was in the middle of trying to save me marriage.
You thought I was posturing. Hey!
Whoa!
Starts in under an hour. Well, unless you're warming up for a surprise appearance.
I really do love you, you know.
Welcome all to tonight's concert in aid of the mental health charity Sanity. Yay! Zach Smith is unlikely to ever be seen again. But if I could just read you something from the sleeve notes off the new Lost Youth album, Same Day Cow. I am lost and searching for a way to come back. I am close,
I am close to you right now, but really not that far away. Afraid to reveal myself in case you rue the day. Stay free forever.
Sophie is Greek for wisdom, which is my way of linking our first song, accompanied by the amazing Sophie Johnson, with our incredible all-boys choir, along with our surprise guest. Wait for it. Lost Youth's very own golden boy.
Here we go. I'm being outed. I'm...
lead guitarist Ed Gold!
Thank you. Thank you. To tell the truth, I was in the area and Miss Brooks collared me as I was about to get my tray. Think she was stalking me as it goes.
It's true.
Now, I want to pay tribute to a truly gifted poet and friend who always did the right thing. No matter how much he sweated and fretted, one thing was for sure. He'd never be seen dead selling his old mate short.
I cannot believe he's upstaging me at my own...
Carl.
Tribute, what?
Before I met you...
Ominous, yeah?
I was actually seeing someone in a band.
Please tell me it wasn't Ed.
No, a local band.
The Vapors?
It doesn't matter.
Well?
It wasn't them. But the guy I was with treated me like...
Okay.
not very nice.
I could say that. When I met you, you were so different.
Odd.
Stop joking. I know why you do it. And it's what attracted me to you in the first place. Back then, you were vulnerable and...
I know I'm not Sophie's dad.
Well, I was...
We've both known that without ever having to spell it out, haven't we?
Oh, Carl, I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be.
But I am. All these years, I never knew you actually knew.
You did. We both did. And it's all fine. She's my daughter. I brought her up.
But I feel so...
Stop. Why beat yourself up? I loved you back then, and...
Here in this lonely place, locked inside my tired old head, searching for a voice in space to tell you the truth about myself instead. Not in love, but so alone, not sure who I am. Kind of human, oh maybe clone, but I have to be true for you, Blue. Go on and set things straight. Be honest about my life before we get to heaven.
Babe, call me old school if you like, but we gotta work together.
Sophie suspects.
She does. In fact, I'd say she knows.
Surely, if she can accept me as her dad, then you can accept me as Zach.
I think.
We get through this, we can get through anything. Come on. We're a good team. I really love you. You were amazing.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You really were, sweetheart.
Can we go home now, please?
Yeah, of course we can, huh?
Why is that Ollie kid scooting out the door like he's got a rocket up his...
Are you definitely sure?
Sort of.
She's frightened.
Was it Ollie?
Oh, God, you're 14.
Mum, I'm so sorry.
Have you done a test?
No. Been too scared. Please don't shout at me. I feel so horrible and stupid, and I'm so sorry.
Okay, okay, it's all going to be fine.
How is it?
Why didn't you tell us?
I wanted to, but you two...
She thought you were going to split up.
And if we did, how is this going to resolve itself?
I don't know, but this house has been so tense lately.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Sophie, you should have told us. But now you have.
Didn't we bring you up to be honest?
Where's the nearest all-night chemist?
We were a middling rock band. Had a couple of hits. Decent fan base. If you'd have said to us when we were starting out we'd be playing arenas like the O2, we'd have laughed and said no way to the corporate behemoth.
Hot dog and a lager, wasn't it?
So now on the expensive seats, I can connect everything with everything. Sophie isn't pregnant. It was a wake-up call, to be honest. Tanya and I sat down with her, came clean about her real dad, and if she wants to get in touch with him, then we'll do all we can to make that happen. She says she's fine for now.
Dad?
We're building up to telling her about Zach Smith.
Dad?
Soph?
Bought you a T-shirt.
For me?
Who else?
You, Guildford!
Do you know who I am? The boy inside the man. Do you see my fears? You never own.
In Deep Down and Dirty Rock and Roll by Mark Davis Markham, Eddie Gold was played by Suggs, Carl by Bern Gorman, Tanya by Philippa Stanton, and Sophie by Alex Tregear. Doreen was played by Joanna Monroe, Ollie by Stuart McLaughlin, Miss Brooks by Jane Whittenshaw, and Phil by Brian Bowles. The music was composed by Dave Gale with lyrics by Mark Davis Markham and sung by the boys' choir at Guildford County School. The director was Claire Grove.
Now, just before the world tonight, a look at tomorrow's weather, and there'll be a cold and frosty start across most of the UK. Areas of freezing fog or mist may be slow to clear in places, although for much of the country it will be dry and largely sunny. Cloudier at times in the west and around coasts, and the southeasterly winds will strengthen in the west. And the outlook for Sunday, largely fine but cold, particularly overnight, with an early frost in most places. Western areas will be cloudier and breezier. On 92 to 95 FM, 198 Longwave and Digital Radio, this is BBC Radio 4.